This was written by Duncan McMillan and produced for radio by Toby Swift. Well, our drama on three next Sunday, Easter Sunday, is Spring Storm by Tennessee Williams, starring Liz White and Michael Mullarkey, and that's at 7:45 next Sunday evening.
Radio 3's Baroque Spring joins together with the very first Bristol Baroque Festival for a week of concerts from St George's. I'm Tom Service. Join me each weeknight at 7:30 for solo, chamber, orchestral and vocal music from the Baroque period. From the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, the Early Opera Company, harpsichordist Mahan Esfahani, the Harp Consort, and rounding off the week, a Good Friday St Mark Passion from the BBC Singers. BBC Radio 3's Baroque Spring from Bristol, all week, this week, at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
10 o'clock, and now as part of Baroque Spring, World Roots is in Bolivia. Here's Lucy Duran.
This is one of those places that I've always wanted to come to. This is Lake Titicaca. What an evocative place it is, and it certainly lives up to its name. It's a very beautiful lake on the border between Peru and Bolivia, and we're on the Bolivian side. I'm here with the person who's going to be our musical guide for the next 2 weeks on World Roots, Juan Carlos Cordero. You're a musician, you're a music teacher, and you know the music of this country very, very well, of Bolivia. Where are we going? What are we going to hear?
Well, Bolivia is very diverse. We have the high altitude in here, which is above 3,000 to 4,000 over the sea level meters. Yes, indeed. And we have the valleys of Bolivia, which is about 2,000 meters over the sea level. And we have the Amazonas area. So sometimes when people think about Bolivia, they only think about the high plains.
And the panpipes.
And the sound of the panpipes. And the Indians and, you know, the ruins, the city of stones. And they don't know much about the jungle area. So I am very happy and very pleased to show you those other sounds that are very characteristic to our country that has 36 nations recognized by our state all over the
world.
36 nations, 36 different languages that are widely spoken here, mostly Aymara, Quechua and Guarani, but also there are many other smaller ones that I hope you will have the opportunity to listen to.
And each one with its own individual music.
Individual music, individual instruments, individual rhythms, but especially individual spirit that want to share what they want to say to all of you.
Destacador.
That was music by an 11-piece band who call themselves Estudiantina Destacamento Chuquisaca, and they're from the beautiful old colonial city of Sucre, where we'll be going next week, and you'll be able to hear more of that wonderful music, which is such a characteristic combination of quena flutes and guitars and charango. And later on in today's program, we're going to be going up to La Paz, the capital of Bolivia, and we will be hearing one of the legendary players of charango. And Juan Carlos, now you've brought me to Santa Cruz. This is the lowlands of Bolivia. This is a very, very different part of the country. Later on, we're going to be hearing Baroque music from a very special church, a Jesuit mission. And I'm really looking forward to that. And we're also going to be hearing the flute and drums of the indigenous people of that area of San José de Chiquitos.
You will hear the very old instruments that were by pre-colonial times, but also you will hear the same rhythms and sometimes played by violin and guitar, who are post-colonial instruments.
So that's where you're taking me to now, aren't you? We're going to go to the Botanical Gardens. That's the venue we found to record our first group, the Guarayo Indians. Tell me about them.
They come from Urubicha, which is a town 8 hours away from Santa Cruz. And they play violin, and that's something that they have inherited from the Spanish colony. They have kept that tradition of making instruments. They play their own instruments, and they will be playing for us very traditional rhythms from the region, like La Chovena or El Carnavalito.
I guess we're going to find a lot of that here in Bolivia, aren't we, Juan Carlos? Very indigenous music, but played on violins and different kinds of guitars that have been around for centuries that were introduced by the Spaniards.
But also, we have to tell you that you will be hearing the languages, the different languages, and the singing of these cultures in Bolivia.
Coemos de achira de subir.
Well, this is a group of seven young musicians who've come from about 7 hours away from here in Santa Cruz, where we are now in the eastern part of Bolivia. And the name of this group is Cusimba, which means trap. It's the trap of the fish when you fish in the river. I'm here with the founder of the group, whose name is Waldo Papu. I'm also here with one of the singers and the guitarist, whose name is Baldwin Cunyagira. I'd like to know from you, Waldo, tell me about the group, why you founded this group.
Entonces, en esta oportunidad tan importante,
when he knew that you were coming to record their music, he prepared this band especially for the BBC project that you're doing. So this is not a band that has been formed for a long time. It's been prepared because of you.
Well, that's an honor. Tell me about the actual music that you play. Is it very specific to your people, to the Guarayo Indians?
Sí, sí, es bien típico. Parece que nace en cada persona. En realidad, las canciones que acabamos
these are songs that are very traditional. Everybody plays these songs. The people are born with the music and they have heard. So the songs that they're gonna play, they are songs that have been played for many years.
The first song that we heard you play was in a style called Chovena. Let's hear you play a different style.
Ahora vamos a tocar el carnavalito. El carnavalito es otro tipo de música. Por ejemplo, la canción que vamos a tocar es
the next song they're going to play, it's a carnavalito style, a different one from the Chovena, and the name of the song is Napuray Guarayu, which means the Guarayo men are useless.
Guarayo men are useless.
He's saying that because you have asked them to play something different, they have decided to play this song, which also belongs to another band, and it's about this woman telling that the Guarayo are useless.
Why are Guarayo men useless? I mean, you're Guarayo men. Are you useless?
En esa época había un grupo, los amigos, igual de allá de Guarayo.
In Bolivia, the collas are the people from the Andean side, from the highlands of Bolivia, and they have come to the lowlands in order to find jobs, and they have established themselves from different areas of this lowland.
So, like you, are you a colla?
I am a colla, yeah.
So you're from the highlands.
I'm from the highlands.
Right. So I got a laugh from the group.
So these collas are known because they are very hard workers, and they started to date some of the Guarayo women.
Ah.
And they had shops, they were very successful in here. And this man called Los Amigos, who wrote this song, probably in order to make Guarayo men to be aware of what collas were doing around.
Baldwin, is it the woman who's saying Guarayo men are useless, and she prefers to go with a colla?
En sí, el Guarayo es machista. Por eso que nace esa canción.
The Guarayo men are
machista.
Doesn't happen on the culture in the highlands, where usually the collas give more space to the women.
Yeah, but nevertheless, they come down here to the lowlands, yes, and they run after the Guarayo women.
Yes.
Who then think that their own men are useless.
Thank you. ya tu puri sangre cero y en montaña de cuñar en sello de collepi. Tu puritan carecer de bollego montaña ne cuñar ese yure coyepi. Mica tu puritan carecer de bollego montaña ne cuñar ese yure coyepi. Mica tu puritan carecer de bollego montaña ne cuñar ese yure coyepi. Pobul coya, bure co, yure co, puritei. Ya pura iguara yu, eyute yu. Bebe weru pirumo, auye nyoye koyepi. Bebe weru pirumo, auye nyoye koyepi. Mo bulko ya, ureko, ureko, kulitei. Nyapona iguarayu, eirute yureko. Bebe weru pirumo, auye nyoye koyepi. Bebe weru pirumo, auye nyoye koyepi.
That was a great song. I really enjoyed that. So these are the seven musicians who are the group Kasimba, who've come all the way from 340 kilometers away to join us here in Santa Cruz. Tell me about Urubicha, which is the town where you live.
Sí, pienso que es el lugar más hermoso del mundo, porque en Urubicha es este, como si un grupo,
Waldo says that this is the most beautiful place in the world. Urubicha, it has a tropical area. It's in the Amazonas area, actually, very close to Rio Blanco, which is the White River that goes into the Madre de Dios, and this river goes to the Amazonas.
It flows into the Amazon.
Yes. The people living there, they mainly work on agriculture, but also they do wood.
Timber. They work timber. With the trees of the forest. So you live in the Amazon, you live in the forest.
Sí, sí.
Your culture, Guarayo culture, is this a culture that's well represented around the country? Is it given enough support, Guarayo culture?
Pienso que por el momento no se ha sentido.
They don't feel, actually, the support. They don't feel the representation they may have as a culture and as a people, because they're very far from the city, and that's what they feel like, not being supported by the government, either the local governments or national.
You say you work the timber. I mean, are there problems with the forests being cut down?
Sí, supuestamente están haciendo planes de manejo.
There are not good plans of preservation of the area because of the distance as well. The state is planning to do some kind of controls in there, but because of the nature, it's quite difficult to do politics of preservation.
So your trees are being cut down?
Yeah, they have problems. The trees will be cut down. Every day, about 40 trucks full of trees go in and out of the forest area in Guarayos.
Every single day?
Every single day.
So I guess it's very important that your voice is heard outside. I'm glad we're broadcasting your music.
Sí, sí. Por eso dije.
He says that he's happy that you're here. For them, it's an honor to play this happy music. Despite of the problems they're having at their community, they are happy people. That reflects through their music.
Can you now say the same thing in Guarayo so that I can hear what the language sounds like?
Abuye bebese Londre upe orobuareteite felepiase qua Bolivia pupe.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming all this way.
Abuye pe un abey. Gracias a ustedes también. Thank you.
Guayeco. Ne acarece, ne acarece, de Guayi Guayeco. Ne acarece, ne acarece, de Guayi Guayeco. Serella Hui Guachi Guayeco. Serella Hui Guachi Guayeco. Ne acarece, ne acarece, de Guayi Guayeco. Ne acarece, ne acarece, de Guayi Guayeco. Serella Hui Guachi Guayeco. Serella Hui Guachi Guayeco.
Juan Carlos, we're back in the square, the 24th of September square in central Santa Cruz. It's a really lovely square. There's a red brick cathedral in a Baroque style architecture. There are colonial buildings around with colonnaded verandas, whitewashed buildings, these enormous tropical trees, and it's a very lively square. There are families milling about, there are children playing. Santa Cruz, I understand, is Bolivia's fastest growing city with a boom economy. And as far as I know, part of that was due to in the 1980s, there was a big boom of the cocaine industry, which was here, right here in Santa Cruz. Is that so?
Yeah, sadly we have to say that cocaine has made a very important contribution to the economy of Santa Cruz. And actually those years we have had these military governments ruling, and obviously there was a connection among the military governments and the cocaine barons who were running Santa Cruz. But despite of that, Santa Cruz has a lot of other economic opportunities and biggest fields of oil production and also petrol. I mean, there has been always very nice opportunities for Santa Cruz to develop. And that goes back to the rubber industry that also helped Santa Cruz to be very healthy and very powerful as it is now.
But we're not staying here. We're going to drive about 4 hours east, right into the deep countryside. Actually, very near where the original Santa Cruz was founded back in the 16th century. And the reason why we're going there is because there are some Jesuit missions there. We're going to one place called San José de Chiquitos. So we're going to be hearing the Baroque music composed by local musicians right here in Bolivia. But don't forget that before the Spaniards came with their Baroque music and with their musical instruments, there was music here already, and we're also going to be hearing that. We're going to be hearing the music of the Chiquitos indigenous people from the area of San José de Chiquitos. And that's where we're going now.
Vamos.
Thank you.
this is the indigenous music of this region, of the Chiquitanos people, who are the people who live in this area of eastern Bolivia, the lowlands of the country. And the name of the group is Tamborita de Pachan. Well, it's Sunday, and I'm standing outside a church, but this is no ordinary church. This was a Jesuit mission that was here from when it was founded in 1698 until 1767, when the Jesuits were expelled from Latin America. Tell me about these missions, Juan Carlos.
Well, the missions were established by the Jesuits when the Spaniards came to colonize South America. From the point of view of the indigenous people, that was one of the best things that happened during the colony. I think it was the nicest phase that the colony brought to the New World at that time.
The Jesuit missions.
Because they have respected the indigenous tradition. The indigenous said that heaven existed, it wasn't here.
This was heaven.
That was heaven for them.
One of the things about this church, and the reason why we're here, is because you can just about hear it in the distance. This is one of the places in Bolivia, in Latin America, that conserves the tradition of Baroque music played by indigenous people. And that's what we're going to hear.
The Baroque music has been hidden inside the churches. And I remember the first time I saw a book about Baroque music, and I said, oh my God, what's this? You know, it was rhythm music. And for many of the people in Bolivia, rhythm music was something that was not something nice to do, or they were just away from music notation.
There's something very interesting going on right now. Well, because inside the church, we can hear a small orchestra tuning up for the performance that they're going to do for us. But outside the church walls, you can hear the tamborita, the snare drum of the local people, like the music that we've just heard by the Tamborita de Pachan.
That is what's going on in the country now. There is a revolution, cultural revolution going on. The syncretism of cultures is present in Bolivia almost all the time.
So we've heard the Chiquitano music. We've heard a small bit of it with the group that we just recorded, Tamborito de Pachan, with the two flutes and the snare drums. And now we're going to go and hear some Baroque music. I have no idea what it's going to be. And you're going to be introducing me to someone who has played a very important role in reviving all of this music around the whole region of Santa Cruz.
Rubén Darío, who is the director of this orchestra, and he's promoting this work in Bolivia and also outside of Bolivia. They were in a tour in Paraguay recently. So this is going to be a very interesting session. Thank you.
Well, this is certainly not the usual kind of music that we have on World Roots, but it's really very special, and I feel very honored to be in this beautiful church in San José de Chiquitos, in the heart of the lowlands of Bolivia, with this youth orchestra. They're called the Orquesta Misional de San José de Chiquitos. And the conductor who's sitting with me is Antoine Duhamel, French.
Oui, oui.
I'm also with Ruben Darío, who is a performer and a music teacher and has played a very important role in putting together this orchestra. And what we just heard was Sonata number 4, which is coded number 264 of the musical archives of this region, of the Chiquitos region. Antoine, it's an anonymous piece. Is that right? Will you tell me about this piece that we've just heard, Sonata number 4?
It's really Baroque music, and we feel it like the Baroque music from Europe, but with some small difference. Maybe it's very good, but there are things that's not professional.
In some way, it reminds me of those paintings, like the Cusco paintings of the Virgin Mary with the Jesus, which were painted by the indigenous.
I imagine something very sweet, very pure.
Ruben, you know about this archive. Can you tell me about it? The music archive of Chiquitos.
La historia es que en la década de 1970...
Ruben Darío says that in 1970, Hans Roth, who is an architect, started a work of restoration of some of the churches, and they have found a lot of manuscripts, music, so he immediately stopped the working. They were almost destroyed by the mosquitoes, by bugs, and, you know.
El arquitecto logra reunir poco más de 5,500 páginas de música.
He was truly excited about doing this work. And this work he found about 5,500 pages of scores.
It's incredible to hear this story because that goes back to the mid-18th century. So we're talking 300 years ago.
Esta música que Hans Roth encontró.
This music found by Hans Roth has been catalogued. It's been called the Musical Archive of Chiquitos. Most of this material is now in the Cathedral of Concepción, which is another town in the area as well.
Lo particular de este archivo, que puede ser interesante para el mundo musical, es que es...
Jesuit's mission have been in Argentina, Chile, Paraguay, Brazil, and Bolivia. And it's only in Bolivia where you can find manuscripts of music of this colonial Baroque style.
Maestro Antoine, Ruben earlier on told me that there was one piece that you were going to play which was most likely composed by an indigenous person because he said it was quite quirky and had some local flavor to it. And he calls it the Cantabile. Can you tell us about this piece of music?
Yeah, it's very fresh music. I would like to be a violinist to play that. It's so joyful.
Antoine, do you enjoy conducting this piece of music?
Oh, yeah, a lot. And these children, they are in their...
It's in their blood?
Maybe, I'm not sure, but they play so with much feeling, much spirit.
Thank you.
Well, what we're hearing on World Roots is an orchestra of about 13 young boys and girls from this region, from the region of Chiquitos. We just heard a really lovely piece called Cantabile, which probably dates from the early 18th century, sometime around the time when this church, San José de Chiquitos, was built. And it was played by the Orquesta Misional de San José de Chiquitos in this wonderful church where we are now. Antoine, this music had been sitting forgotten for two centuries or something. Yeah, yeah. And then suddenly there's this music coming out to light and played by orchestras like this one. What impact is that having in Bolivia?
Oh, the people like their music because it's their music, no?
Antoine, how did you come to this small town that was once a Jesuit mission?
It's a very long story. You have to change your... I was working in orchestra in France. Then I went to Germany and I had a pupil from Venezuela. He told me in Venezuela is beginning a new system for orchestra. And they need teacher. And I said, oh, no, it's too hot. I don't want to go there. It's too hot. I'm from the north of France, no? But he insisted. At last, I accept for 1 year, no? He has stayed 25 years in this, in the system because it was really, it's a marvelous history for the children who know this experience.
And then how did you come to San José de Chiquitos?
Oh, it's a bad history. there was a president in Venezuela who was not very sympathetic with the musicians. And it's why I went away to France. And one time I get an information that Ruben...
This Ruben here, Ruben Dario.
This Ruben Dario Suarez Arana. I sent him a mail. 15 minutes later, he answered, come with us. And 1 week later, I was there.
What is it that's really special about right here, about Chiquitos?
The result is here. You have not to wait 10 years like French or English student of music playing in the conservatory. And after 10 years, they begin to play in orchestra.
Y siempre dan conciertos para personalidades, para presidentes.
They have also the opportunity to play for very important people in government, like president. Recently, the Queen of Spain, Queen Sofia, was in here, and she was surrounded by these kids, and... That makes possible that their families encourage them to keep playing music.
What about local folklore? Because we've heard the anonymous Baroque music of San José de Chiquitos. Will your orchestra play something folkloric for us, please?
The carnival is very important for the people. It's not music for a symphony orchestra. It's for trumpet, trombone, tuba, euphonium. And the people don't know, most of them don't know music. They play from ear.
By ear.
Yeah. And they do their arrangement in the moment. Sometimes it's very good, sometimes it's very bad, but no matter. People are very happy because everybody is drinking.
Juan Carlos, can I just hold on to you for a moment? Because I actually feel a bit unsteady on my feet. I've got a real sense of tightness in my chest and in my head. I have a sort of slight sense of anxiety, though I don't know why. There's nothing to be anxious about. We've arrived safely in La Paz.
You're about very close to 4,000 meters over the sea level. We're at the Airport El Alto, which is our entrance to La Paz, to the Department of La Paz here in Bolivia.
Well, that would explain it. It's a very strange sensation.
Yes, some people get very worried about it. And as long as you take it easy, I mean, the first day is really important that you rest, and then the rest of the time it's just normal. Nothing to be worried about, but you are very, very welcome to my city, La Paz, Bolivia, here in South America. I'm happy that you're already here.
I'm happy to be here too. And it looks extraordinary. And this amazing highland plain that we flew over, surrounded by the Andes, snow-covered Andes with its jagged peaks. I'm really excited to be here, even if I'm excited in a very slow way.
Yes.
Even my voice seems to have dropped. And I actually and feel mine, like my knees are buckling. I think we should get into the taxi.
We should go into the taxi and go to La Paz.
Con un solo de charango voy a interpretar algunas costumbres y circunstancias del ambiente rural boliviano. Las montañas. El galope de las llamas. Los caballos unichos. El viento. Las campanas de la iglesia. Selva. hormiguita, los grillos.
What a perfect way to start my time here in La Paz with the sound of the charango, this small guitar-like instrument which is so typical of Bolivia and which I absolutely adore. And we've just heard it played by a legendary performer, a veteran performer of the charango, whose name is Ernesto Cavour, who also founded 50 years ago this wonderful museum of musical instruments located in the old part of La Paz, where we are right now. And the piece of music that we just heard actually took us on a trip around Bolivia. It was called De las Montañas a las Selvas, from the mountains to the jungles. So how did you start playing the charango, maestro?
Bueno, desde muy niño me gustó bastante. Lo miré y me enloqueció.
He started to play the charango since he was very kid. He saw the charango and he fell in love, madly in love with the instrument. He has played the instrument for about 62 years, and professionally he has been playing that for about 54 years.
Hasta ahorita, por ejemplo, no sé tocar, no sé música.
He has never studied written musical or theory of music, but he has written several methods of how to play the instrument. And this is just to mention something. My first instrument I took when I was a kid was a charango. My father bought me a charango, and he bought me a method, and the method was written by Ernesto Cavour.
I think of the charango as being an instrument of the Andes. To me, it's one of the most evocative sounds of the Andes. What do you know about the history of the charango, maestro?
Claro, es así, ¿no? Pero como origen tiene Potosí.
The charango has been created in Potosí. Potosí was a city that has been founded in 1610 and was one of the large cities in South America because of the silver. The music influence was really strong there. The charango was created there, but also has been spread. So Maestro Ernesto Cabu said that the charango was created among Bolivia, what is now Bolivia and Peru.
Este instrumento se esparció por toda América.
This little instrument was spread all over Latin America. Charango has many brothers around South America. For example, say in Mexico we have the jaramillo. Looks almost the same as the charango.
So the charango was an instrument that was created in the Baroque period here in the Andes, in what is now Bolivia.
It's also important to mention that the charango has been included in many of the colonial paintings.
Around the Baroque period.
Around the Baroque period, and as well on some sculptures, some churches that have some images of stones, you will see the charango.
And you see angels playing the charango.
Also some mermaids that are playing the charango. I mean, you can see that in the Baroque artwork.
Juan Carlos, here we are in this museum, which is packed with musical instruments and, of course, lots of guitars. That is your instrument, and I can see you're really itching to play along with the charango. So would you join the maestro Ernesto Cavour for one more piece? And what will it be?
I will be honored to play with the maestro. It's something I really wanted to do for many years. I've been inspired by his work, and I've been studying his method, though I haven't never met him. And it's the first time, actually, that I'm going to play with maestro, and I feel very honored to do that.
Especially for World Roots. Here in La Paz. And what will you play?
Char, char, charanguito, char, char, charanguiano, su título.
I cannot say. Char, 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 charanguito, char, char. It's like the trembling way of the charango in a cueca rhythm, which is a urban, colonial urban rhythm that came with the Spanish culture as well. But this is a paseño rhythm by Ernesto Cavour.
Here in the Museum of Musical Instruments in the heart of La Paz, Bolivia. Thank you.
Music from the High Andes of Bolivia. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin. And Lucy concludes her Latin American trip next week at the same time. That's here on BBC Radio 3 next Sunday evening, starting at 10 o'clock.
Belief with Joan Bakewell.
Do you pray? Do you talk to your God? Is your role as a storyteller a highly moral one?
Well, you came to power in the White House as a religious man. What hopes did you have for your time there, and which of them do you believe were realised?
A daily series in which artists, scientists and thinkers talk candidly about what they believe and why.
You are on a journey to improve yourself along moral standards, aren't you?
I would like to improve myself. I would like to improve the world.
The new series begins with a man some have called the Poet Laureate of Medicine, the author and neurologist Oliver Sacks.
For myself, I can only believe in a world of here and now, and I can hardly imagine any other.
Belief on BBC Radio 3. The new series starts Easter Monday at 10:30.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90-93 FM. We're on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. 11 o'clock, Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia, as performed by his Cuban disciple, collaborator and favourite son, master trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. Stay tuned for an interview and tracks from Arturo's multi-Grammy award-winning album, Dear Diz. Also on today's show, I'm joined by Kevin Legendre for this month's Now's the Time. Kevin, what recent masterpiece have you got for us this month?
We have Charles Lloyd's Canto, which takes us back to 1997, and it is a quite gorgeous album of laments, and it's a great example of how to mix grace, romanticism, and fire, as you can hear on a track like this. This is Durga Durga.
From the serenity of Charles Lloyd to the energy of Gilad Atzmon and his new CD, Songs of the Metropolis. In the notes, Atzmon talks of capturing the sound of a city, recognizing the pulse and spirit. He's spoken about identity and culture through sound. And with his Orient House Ensemble, this is his fusion-oriented impression of Manhattan. Thank you. Manhattan from Gilad Atzmon on soprano sax and the Orient House Ensemble, who are Frank Harrison on piano, Yaron Stavi on bass, and star of that track, Eddie Hick, relishing some conversational and intricate drumming. The new CD, Songs of the Metropolis, is released on the World Village label and full of descriptive compositions executed with great passion by Gilad and the ensemble. And if you want to see Gilad Atzmon's quartet in concert, they're at London's 606 Club on Saturday, March the 30th. International recognition has taken a little time to catch up with what we've known here in Britain regarding vocalist Leanne Carroll. An artist full of richness and authority with whatever she's singing, she reunites with producer James McMillan, with whom she collaborated on her previous big production album, Up and Down. The new album utilizes the tasteful orchestral and big band colors of Los Angeles-based arranger Chris Walden and is actually quite a stripped-down affair with lots of space and patience. Regular collaborator Mark Edwards plays piano on more than a few tracks as she takes on the challenge of an entirely ballad program. Here's an original composition by fellow vocalist Sophie Bancroft. From Ballads, this is Leanne Carroll and Calgary Bay.
Calgary Bay, in Calgary Bay, I'll stay.
Leanne Carroll and Calgary Bay from her new album Ballads, which is out in April on the Quiet Money label. And if you want to see Leanne Carroll in the flesh, she's performing with fellow vocalist Ian Shaw on Monday, March the 25th at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho, London. And for all the budding vocalists out there, King's Place hosts the Global Music Foundation London Jazz Workshop and Music Festival, which runs from March the 28th to April the 1st. Alongside these workshops are public concerts from American veterans Bruce Barth and Bobby Watson, and our very own Claire Martin performs on the 29th of March in Hall 1. For more information on the festival and concerts, check the link on the Jazz Lineup webpage. Norwegian saxophonist Marius Neset releases his long-awaited follow-up to Golden Explosion. Yes, there have been collaborative projects in between, and I hope you've been enjoying the music we've broadcast this month of Neset's quartet at Southport's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend. One listener called Martin Hills wrote in to say how much he enjoyed it, so we'd like to dedicate this next composition to him. The new album features the same trio, comprised of the Phrenesis Men, with the added flavour of vibraphonist Jim Hart. The album is called Birds and is released tomorrow. This composition sees Neset drawing from Norwegian folk music for spring dance.